Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs, or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Happening.
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
So it's already been announced Kendrick Lamar is going to be headlining the Super Bowl halftime show, but it just came out that St. Louis's own SZA has been announced as a special guest. In a playful trailer, SZA surprises Lamar by dumping Gatorade all over him. This announcement follows SZA's critically acclaimed film, One of Them Days, with Keke Palmer and their past musical collaborations. The duo is also set to tour together starting in April.
And they're playing the Dome.
Yeah. Are they really?
Yeah.
Like they're expecting to have that many people there?
Yes.
I guarantee they
will. She sold out Enterprise Center like in a day.
Oh, that's true.
And he's bigger than
her.
And
he hasn't been here in a while.
Wow.
Get your tickets now.
I've never listened to one of her songs, so I'm sorry.
You just heard one.
Well, I know. I knew I just heard one. I'm just saying I couldn't pick
She's
it out of
She's a great performer. I worked that show,
yes.
And she put on a fabulous show. You would have liked it for the visuals that were going on.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking at
some pictures over here, I'll bet.
I was not talking about her appearance.
Oh.
I was talking about the visuals that went on with the set. It was very theatrical.
Okay.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes, thank you, Sue. Thank you for appreciating and understanding my non-sexual words there.
Yes, I'm here for you.
The 2025 Oscar nominations have been announced, with Emilia Perez leading the pack with 13 nominations, followed closely by Wicked and The Brutalist with 10 each. The Academy Awards are set to air March 2nd, and the nominations include a lot of snubs, actually, including Selena Gomez, who is one of the trios from Emilia Perez. She's the only one that didn't get nominated. Angelina Jolie, who was considered a frontrunner by many for her performance in the title character of Maria for Best Actress, she didn't get a nod. The Real Pain was not nominated for Best Picture, although Kieran Culkin did get a supporting actor nod.
You're forgetting the big one.
And Denzel Washington did not get a supporting actor for Gladiator 2.
You're kidding me.
Nope.
He was awesome in that movie.
I enjoyed that movie.
He is the best. But people don't like that movie. And my favorite thing of yesterday, that Challengers got nothing.
Yeah.
Because that movie's awful.
What was that Emilia Perez movie you talked about?
I haven't seen it, so I don't want to say anything about it, but it's not for you. It's a Spanish musical about a drug lord who is on the run because, you know, he's
special
a drug
forces
lord.
Are after him.
Yeah. Oh. And so he goes into hiding by becoming a woman.
I see. Something that
surgery.
Could happen.
True.
In today's world, right?
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it's
not
completely
for you at
legit.
All.
No, thank you.
Because when you think of drug lords, you think of musical.
That's right.
In Spanish. But it does have Zoe Saldana in it, who was nominated.
Yes.
See, I love her in Lioness. She's awesome.
And she's not blue or green in that.
In Colombiana. That was a great movie if you've never seen it.
Cynthia Erivo earned her second Oscar nomination for Best Actress for her role as Elphaba in Wicked. And it's reigniting her chance to achieve her EGOT status. Previously nominated in 2020 for Harriet, she narrowly missed becoming the youngest EGOT winner at 38. She could still break the record if she gets this, and it's currently held by Robert Lopez, who completed his EGOT at 39.
It's always songwriters or song people, musical artists,
musical
because
artists.
It's easier to get the Grammy.
Yes,
yep.
For them.
Ford Motor Company has issued a recall for over 270,000 vehicles due to battery failure issues. The recall affects 2021 through 23 Bronco Sports and 2022 Ooh. Through 23 Maverick models.
Ooh.
The 12-volt battery in these vehicles may degrade and fail, potentially causing the loss of electrical accessories, hazard lights, drive power, and increasing crash risk.
Not the EVs, just the regular Broncos,
I believe
Broncos,
the regular,
huh?
Yeah.
So, if you know, always told Ford stands for found on road dead. So that would make sense.
Fix or repair daily.
Yeah, there's another. Or first on race day. I've heard that if you're a Ford fan.
Ford circles the problem.
Yeah.
Good Lord. Here we go. And finally, PETA has proposed replacing Punxsutawney Phil, the famous Groundhog Day forecaster, with a weather reveal cake to end what they see as exploitation of the groundhog.
Well, what?
A weather reveal cake.
Yep. So either the cake has a shadow or doesn't. I mean, what the hell is that supposed to be?
It's either blue or pink, depending on if they're going to have more.
But that means somebody else gets to decide as opposed to the sun.
Right?
No more rodent forecasting.
Give me a break. I don't know. Unless it's red velvet cake, then maybe we can eat it.
Get more at 971talk.com. Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's Audacy. And follow your local news station.